This is Ozarks at Large. Concern over people congregating at Arkansas state parks continues. At yesterday's press briefing in Little Rock, Governor Asa Hutchinson returned to the topic. He says he's directing the state parks to be limited to day use only, with no overnight stays, and to limit parking at state parks, and to give park rangers the authority to enforce the guidelines. Stacy Hurst, director of the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism, says the recommendations from her office came after review of three things, including a review of actual visitation statistics.
Secondly, observations on day use from our park staff and from the public. And finally, best practices from other states. It is our desire to keep state parks open, but only where it is safe and manageable to do so.
This morning, the National Park Service announced the Buffalo National River will be closed to recreational use until further notice. The closure includes the Buffalo River, trails, open spaces, and campgrounds. In a statement, Buffalo National River Superintendent Mark Faust says it breaks his heart to have to close the incredible public park, but he says it's the right thing to do to protect the people that work there, live there, visit there, and love that place. State highways and county roads that run through the Buffalo National River area will remain accessible to through or residential traffic, but roads that enter and end within the park are closed to all but residential traffic. The closure comes after Governor Hutchinson announced yesterday he would be contacting the Department of the Interior to recommend shutting down the Buffalo. The governor made that decision after hearing from local leaders, residents, and outfitters who provide services in the area. Many of those businesses closed earlier this week because of what they say was an influx of out-of-state visitors who are crowding popular areas of the park. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek reports, outfitter owners were concerned about their employees and the surrounding communities.
We were having people from all over the U.S. Show up at this kind of park.
That's Austin Albers. He's the co-owner and president of the Buffalo Outdoor Center in Ponca, which sits on the banks of the Buffalo National River.
The governor and many others were encouraging people to get outside and enjoy the fresh air, et cetera, and get out on parks and national parks and go exploring and hiking. And what I don't think anyone really knew was going to happen was people from all over the U.S. were looking for that opportunity. They're looking for that option of that place to go.
Albers says that includes people coming from states that are considered coronavirus hotspots.
So we'd have vehicles from New Jersey, New York, and Utah, and California, and just a little bit of everywhere were showing up here. And it wasn't that there were people coming to this area. The issue was the people that were showing up weren't choosing to respect the requirements put forth with socially distancing.
He says trailheads at Lost Valley, Center Point, and Whitaker Point, which take hikers to some of the area's most popular sites, have been packed with hundreds of cars.
And we're packed out in the trails. I mean, there's no social distancing on the trails. People were being passing, brushing, shoulders and elbows, and it was just it was more than what needed to be going on in this area.
Albers says they decided to close the BOC out of concern for employees and the surrounding communities.
Yes, it's an economic impact to the area and providing jobs for employees and people in this area, but it's also putting certain people at risk as well. And so it was one of those decisions that it was, we wanted to do what was right, not only for our local community, but also for our employees and the area overall.
The BOC has shut down its store, canoe and kayak rentals, and mountain bike trail shuttle services. Albers says they didn't get a chance to open their zip line, so that will remain closed as well.
The only thing that's currently open is our RV park, but the bathhouse is closed. And so if you come to an RV park, you've got to be completely self-contained.
They're still honoring existing cabin reservations, but aren't accepting any more guests. And Albers says they've set up a remote check-in process to avoid in-person interactions with visitors.
All the other outfitters in the area are all in the same Facebook page as well. And so everyone's kind of working together to combat this, you know, as best we can.
In a Facebook post, Lost Valley Canoe and Lodging has also shut down its river operations and will not be taking any more reservations for lodging. They're also closing down their campground and shower house. Their store will remain open to provide essential supplies for locals who can call in an order and pick it up from the parking lot. Rio Buffalo Outfitter has closed its office, and as long as the park stays open to recreational activities, they are open to boaters by reservation only. Buffalo River Canoes and Riverview Motel and Canoe Rental have also announced they're suspending their operations until April 30th. Albers says that's his plan for now, too.
And then we're going to, you know, reevaluate the closer we get to May to see what the circumstances are going to look like.
The situation up and down the Buffalo National River, Albers says, is similar to what's been happening in rural communities around the country and the world, which have been experiencing an influx of people looking for an escape from densely populated cities.
It's, you know, rural and people are, you know, spread out. But when you bring in, you know, hundreds, if not, you know, thousands of, you know, visitors, you know, in this, you know, area at one time, it changes the dynamics here real quick.
And Albers says they're used to that change during the spring and summer times under normal circumstances. But these are not normal circumstances.
It wasn't the normal clientele that we usually see this time of year. It was an influx of people that we don't normally see this time of year. And that was kind of the concerning, you know, factor was, you know, watching guests, you know, come in and not have any respect, you know, for what was going on.
Albers adds that he doesn't want to discourage people from going outside, but it's up to everyone to make sure they're doing it in a way that doesn't promote further spread of the coronavirus.
And my recommendation is if you pull up to an area and there's a ton of your cars, go somewhere else and go look for another location or a new location that you've never been to and explore that. But you know, try to, you know, encourage everybody to do their part to practice, you know, socially and distancing and stay safe.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.